Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is, where did you find this, Kang? Is this just went viral on?
Went viral on Twitter yesterday.
Who started this? Do you have any idea?
I can go back and look at the original tweet.
Gator, you're a big believer that the state of Florida produces some of the craziest, wackiest.
That's not true.
Okay, what is it?
I'm a believer that the state of Florida produces the most crazy, not some of, the most crazy headlines ever.
Florida is rivaled by only one country, and that is
Australia.
Yeah, so it's when really weird, wacky stuff goes down, you're like Florida or Australia.
Right, and Australia is like, okay, their stuff isn't necessarily criminal in nature. Florida's is almost every story is crime blotter stuff with crazy story attached to it. Australia, it doesn't seem to have the same criminal element, despite the fact it was a penal colony years ago. But yeah, Florida's nuts. And we know this. Every crazy story emanates from Florida.
So this got viral yesterday on Twitter. And here's what we're going to ask everyone to do. If you type in, go to Google, and in the search bar, type in Florida man, and then type in the month and day of your birthday. And text us, cut and paste the headline, and text it to us. So if I type in Florida man, September 30th, the headline that comes up is Florida man guns down puppy from apartment balcony.
Jeez.
Which is dark.
That's terrible.
Yep.
Florida.
What day was that?
September 30th.
I think it uses keywords. It doesn't do the exact necessarily date that actually happened on.
Mine does.
Yours, well, it might work for some people, but I think
but still, look at the first Google
first
result.
Thing that pops up is what you're supposed to tell.
Your birthday's coming up, right?
March 23rd, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man on bath salts, headbutts car, slaps fire chief.
It's a busy day.
That's a lot going on for that Florida man.
So, Kang, yours is?
Mine is Florida man.
Well, what date? What's the date first?
January 8th.
Okay.
This is the Florida man challenge, by the way.
Okay.
Gator, are you doing this right now?
I read mine.
No, I'm talking about mine.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Type in the Google search bar, Florida man, January 8th. Yeah. Because this one might be tough to top. And this is the one that might get us in trouble.
That's the first headline that pops up. Go ahead, I'll let you read it, Gator.
Florida man puts semen in coworker's water. Well, there's that.
So how about that Clearwater, Connecticut?
I've got a whole, like, I found a website that has a bunch of them just from 2015, which is where I got mine from. The first one, January 2nd, Florida man covers himself in ashes, says he's 400-year-old Indian, crashes stolen car.
Sure.
Followed by Florida man puts dragon lizard in his mouth, smacks people with it.
Evan, what's your birthday?
July 23rd.
Okay.
Right before my dad's birthday.
Do you want me to read it or do you want to?
No, you read it.
The subject is Florida man faces 10 years in prison for cruise assault. And then the first sentence is, a Florida man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for sexually abusing an intellectually disabled woman on a cruise ship.
God. Oh, that's terrible.
Jesus.
You guys wanted to play the game.
No, but all you had to do was leave it at 10 years in prison for cruise assault. Would have been fine. All we want is the headline. So here's what you do. You go to Google.
Well, you don't want details of mine with the semen in the coworker's water?
No, I do not want details of that.
These headlines are unbelievable. Good. February 3rd. There's two headlines on February 3rd.
Wait. Why are you taking away everybody, stealing everybody's thunder?
Because.
Yeah, get her. Flaw your roll.
I can't get enough. All right, if anybody's got February.
You can't get enough.
These are amazing. There's two on February 3rd of 2015, which is what's cracking me up. The first one is Florida man who had sex with dolphin says it seduced him. And that's followed up by Florida man killed five gators, ate them for Super Bowl dinner.
I just typed in my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Florida man, August 26th. Headline, Florida man arrested by police after demanding cash and donuts.
That sounds like two things you should demand.
Oh, so what is your, go to Google, type in Florida man, and then the month and day of your birthday. You can cut and paste and text them to us, okay? So we want Florida man, the month and day of your birthday, and then whatever the first headline that pops up is. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kirk in Livonia. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right, so it says my birthday, July 28th. The headline is Florida man makes beer run with gator in hand.
Where were you that day, Gator?
I'm not going to tell you.
So the article says a man made a beer run to a Florida convenience store carrying a live gator with its mouth taped shut.
Sure. Well, I mean, at least he taped the mouth shut.
Right.
Man needs his beer, right?
Well, and the gator talks a lot. Ugh.
These are unreal.
I imagine the Kings having a field day cutting and pasting these right now.
I can't keep up, man. It's impossible. I just did my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Florida man attacks neighbor with machete named Kindness.
Oh, my God.
What's the date?
January 15th.
All right. Just in case I have a different headline for that date, I want to be able to.
Well, if you're on Google.
Well, no, I'm on this one website that just has a bunch of dates from 2015. So, no.
248-539-9797. It's the Florida Man Challenge. Let's go to David in Grosse Pointe. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're
love
good.
The show. Love the show.
Thanks, David.
Hey, I have naked Florida man chases couple around Chick-fil-A.
What's your date?
September 24th.
September 24th. Chases couple. Naked Florida man. Oh, that's so great. Of course.
At a Chick-fil-A, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. 248-539-9797. Cal on a cell. Hi, Cal.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, Cal. What do you got?
So, mine says Florida man's penis shot could land him in jail.
What?
What's the date on that?
Florida man, June 30th.
June 30th. I don't know if I want to know the details of this story. So shot was an accidental gunshot, in case you were wondering. Jacksonville man reportedly shot himself in the penis Friday morning. While the injury was accidental, he may face criminal charges.
Doug, I did Ashley's, which is July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man with no arms charged with stabbing Chicago tourist.
What? With no arms?
Yeah.
Did he have the knife in his mouth?
Feet?
He held a pair of scissors with his feet and stabbed a 22-year-old man after midnight.
July 13th, you say?
Yeah.
Here's another July 13th. Florida man steals operating table from hospital. Probably because they had the... How many stitch up the person who was stabbed up?
How many times have you said, boy, I really need a new operating table?
Once every 6 months.
Yeah. Let's go to Rob in Southfield. You're next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Florida man destroyed a liquor store under construction, told police he was Alice in Wonderland, that a hookah-smoking caterpillar ordered him to attack the site.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What date is that?
August 14th. That was in 2017.
That awesome. Is so great. You do wonder if you're like the governor of the state of Florida, and this thing went viral yesterday, and you realize everybody in the country is making fun of your state, you may have a problem. Florida Man Challenge is outstanding. Tony, did you do the Florida Man Challenge?
I gave the guys my birthday, yes.
And do you have the headline right in front of you?
Kang and Evan have the headline in front of them right there.
Kang, you got the Tony Ortiz headline. What's your birthday, Tony?
February 25th.
February 25th. So with the Florida Man Challenge, if you don't know, is you go to Google, you type in Florida Man, and then you type in your birthday. the month and day, not the year.
If this is the same one that I have, it's the worst.
Well, there's three good ones. I don't know which one you have, Gator. Well,
I've got one from 2015.
You're supposed to read the one from the top. I don't know what website you're on, Gator, because I don't think you're doing the Florida Man Challenge.
Because I wanted to find one that actually had my birthday in it. So I found the first website that had my birthday in it. And then this website happens to have all the great Florida headlines from 1 year.
What do you mean by has your birthday in it?
The actual date that something happened on the actual date.
Oh, so, yeah. You're doing it differently. The four,
you are,
yeah,
you are doing the
I understand.
You're doing the actual date.
But I wanted to find the actual date. So this one has an actual February 25th from 2015. But go ahead.
What do you got?
I don't think it's the same. Yours sounds better.
This one's unbelievable.
You want me to read the best one that pops up here, Doug? Or just
no,
the first
one? No, we just want to do that. We want to follow the rules, but once again.
Okay, no, because the first ones are just says Florida Man Challenge. So I got to scroll down for the actual first headline, you know?
This is just like last week when we said, pick one guy, and Gator said, I'll take these two. He's like not playing the game.
I played the game. What are you talking about?
The Florida Man Challenge is go to Google, type in Florida Man and the date, and the first thing that pops up, and you're like, well, it didn't happen on the
date. It's by the way, not a headline with my, I mean, whatever, dude. I found that it actually has my date. I thought that would be more interesting than
What everybody else is doing. Okay, go ahead, Kang.
All right, the first headline that pops up is Florida man arrested after threat to pull off woman's jaw.
Wow.
Pull off her jaw?
Yes.
That's tough.
I will remove your jaw?
Oh, wow. Yeah. The next one's really bad.
This is probably what I have.
Florida man vapes semen?
What? Florida man appears to vape his friend's ejaculate. Is
yeah,
what
there
this
you
says.
Go.
Yes.
Oh. What's wrong with this state?
Still don't want me to go with this website
no,
I got?
No,
good.
I don't.
Thank
I want you to play by the rules. You're doing it again.
Can I change my birthday?
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry that Tony has an interesting birthday where crazy things happened in Florida.
Yikes. Just Google search Florida man and then read whatever you want is basically what Gator's doing.
It's not at all. It's got my actual birth date on it.
But that's not what the Florida Man Challenge is.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yours is very funny and interesting, Gator. Don't get me wrong. It's not the actual challenge.
The Florida Man Challenge is to put your date, the Florida Man, and then your the date of your birthday, and then the first thing that pops up on Google. Sometimes it's the trial is
Florida
taking
place. Florida Man shouted Allah Akbar during violent rampage that left his 11-year-old daughter and mother of... It's too long of a headline.
That's pretty dark. Yeah. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Steve on
the
cell.
Thanks for bringing us down, Doug.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Wait, is this Knock'em Stiff Steve?
This is Knock'em Stiff Steve.
Oh, good Lord. Steve, by the way, people who don't know, not familiar with Steve, Steve is a native of Knock'em Stiff, Ohio. And it's a real place, and we've looked it up, and you sent us the book, and Birchie read it and told us stories out of it, and that's one hell of a wild place.
It's something, that's for sure. Mine says, Florida man shoots puppy from apartment balcony.
Wait a sec. That's what mine said. Is your birthday September 30th?
Yes, it is, sir.
Me and Knock'em Stiff Steve have the same birthday.
Dude, I'm going to come up there, and we're going to dinner and beers. We'll celebrate our birthday.
Oh, that's great, Steve. I wonder if we're the same age.
I'm 62.
Oh, no, we're not. Okay.
Doug, you're 63.
Older,
right?
Yeah, you're a little older, but.
Only 62.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
I don't know if I told you. I used to work for the DT&I Railroad down in Flat Rock.
No, you didn't tell us that.
Yeah, 16 years. My dad worked there 43.
So the railroad, huh? What'd you do? Mm-hmm.
The choo-choo.
So I ran a backhoe.
You did what?
You ran a backhoe.
I was a track inspector and a backhoe operator. And I was inspecting track up in South Yard 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a dead man laying in a ditch, some young guy.
This guy's awesome.
You were...
Drugs.
Hold on.
It was drugs.
Wait a sec. Now, was it a drug? Was he like murdered or did he OD?
OD.
Well, he was just laying in the ditch and I don't know what happened, but the police, they knew exactly who he was when they saw him. I couldn't leave until they got there.
Yeah.
They knew who he was.
Was that you said that was in the happened. That was in South Yard?
Yep.
Yeah.
That kind of throw you for a loop when you saw that?
Well, let's put it this way. I didn't want to work that area no more.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't blame you.
You know, told him no more South Yard?
Crazy, but we didn't have no murders that.
People didn't die like that, no. All right, Steve, thanks. Take care, buddy.
Hey. You too. Nice. See you guys.
September 30th.
Happy birthday.
We're like brothers.
You guys just made a date, too.
Yeah, we got a lot in common.
Dinners, beer.
Let's go to Dale in Westlander next. Hi, Dale.
Drug overdose.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dale.
July 17th.
Yeah.
Police find Florida man's murder was really an elaborate suicide by balloon.
Suicide by balloon?
That is elaborate.
Well, they went through his phone and his internet history and his email, and they find that he bought two weather balloons, and his internet history gave up some secrets about what altitude that weather balloons will burst at. So the police figure that he tied a string to a handgun. He went for a walk, tied a string to a handgun. The other end was to the weather balloon, shot himself, and the weather balloon carried the gun out into the Atlantic somewhere.
Oh my God, that is rather elaborate. Well,
there's another one after that, too, that's kind of weird, too.
Well, we like weird.
Oh, well, all right. Well, the Florida man was not arrested for tranquilizing and raping alligators in the Everglades.
He was acquitted.
Did somebody just say ew in the background? Did you hear that?
Somebody did say ew.
Not arrested. Like, they thought of it. They investigated.
They considered it.
Not enough evidence.
Yeah, they interviewed the suspect and thought, well.
The alligator didn't want to press charges, right, man.
The alligator's like, mm-mm. Mm.
No.
Nope.
Not me.
Nope.
Not this cowboy.
I got it. I mean, it was consensual. That's what the alligator said.
This is getting weird.
Alligator said, I was cool with it.
Let's go to Doug in Emily City. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
We're all right.
September 25th.
Yeah.
Man throws bike, then man off bridge.
Wow.
Man throws bike, then man off bridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somehow the bike had a flat tire.
Threw the bike. Well, at least it wasn't at the same time.
Yeah. Like, well, maybe he wanted the bike.
Yeah, you let somebody know, I'm throwing his bike off the bridge, and you're next if you don't. Oh, yep. Okay, here you go. You're next.
It made me think of Ron Burgundy. And,
yes, exactly. And Baxter got kicked off because he threw a burrito at the biker.
No! Milk was a bad choice. Let's go to Troy. You're next. Hi, Troy.
Hey, I got a Florida man chugs beer at DUI checkpoint on June 18th.
Oh, God. So he got pulled over and he slammed a beer?
Yep. Then I have another one that says Florida man baseball night for Jacksonville baseball June 18th of last year.
The Florida Man Challenge is you type in the Google search bar, Florida Man, and then your birthday, and you read the first headline. And it seems like 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, are wacky. Let's go to Max. You're next. Hi, Max.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My birthday is August 19th, and mine is Florida Man, 88 years old, burns raccoon for eating his mangoes.
Wow.
Doug.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy, too.
So my mangoes. They were aggressive mangoes.
Close to home.
Do not mess with my mangoes.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So mine actually made national news a couple years ago. I don't know if you guys remember, but it says, Florida man stabs couple, eats dead man's face in random attack.
Yeah, wow. I do remember that story.
Yeah, that was when the bath salts became a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my headline was a bath salt one.
That's
as well.
Our second bath salts. Let's go to Andrew in Macomb. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, December 29th, Florida man rigged door in an attempt to electrocute pregnant wife.
Wow.
God. Wow. That just some of these, again, can be very dark.
It's a lot of hate.
From November 14th, these are texts that came in. Police find mother of Satan explosive in Florida man's home. March 14th, Florida man hit pregnant girlfriend with bag of tortilla chips over the baby's paternity. It's from Evan. From Tony, Florida man, June 16th, 450-pound Florida man hides pot and coke under his fat folds. Florida man, July 17th, Florida man's murder was elaborate suicide by balloon. We already had that one. Florida man, March 6th, Florida man high on flaca, has sex with tree, calls himself Thor.
Can I read you another one, high on flaca?
Sure.
Florida man high on flaca rams car into jail to visit friends.
Florida man, August 18th, police. Florida man, 88, burns raccoon. Oh, there's the mango one. Sorry. Florida man, February 27th. A Florida man thought a neighbor stole his lawnmower, so he set his Corvette on fire.
Fair trade.
Yeah.
Florida man, February 15th, Florida man claiming people were eating his brains leads police on insane golf course chase.
So there you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.